John S. Doyle is here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers.
The Irish Times has more news from its recent opinion poll. The poll suggests that there's little enthusiasm among voters for using projected budget surpluses for tax cuts, Pat Leahy writes. There is a strong preference instead for spending on public services and investing in infrastructure. The poll also found that 52% of all voters now say they are finding it a lot more difficult to manage financially, up 4 points since February. And there is broad support among voters for climate action measures. The Irish Examiner leads with the settlement of a High Court action in the name of Nate Tutty, a six-year-old boy with an intellectual disability, over the circumstances of his birth at University Hospital, Waterford. His mother, Faith Tutty, who secured an interim settlement of €1.4 million for him, has urged other women who have endured traumatic births to speak up and ask questions. Don't doubt your instincts, she said. The Irish Daily Mail reports in its lead story that the health service executive has been accused of dragging out cervical cancer cases until people are dying because it costs them less, after it rejected pleas to settle a case brought by one woman before her death. The accusation was made by Labour Deputy Alan Kelly. The death of Anna Mooney, a woman in her 40s and mother of two children in Raheny, Dublin yesterday, is the main story for the Irish Independent. The paper says that a man suspected of murdering her rang emergency services after she suffered fatal stab wounds. I wish I'd died, not Jess. That's the front page headline in the Irish Sun, summing up what Rebecca McLaughlin said about her aunt Jessica McLaughlin, who was killed when a train passed as they were walking along the track at Ballysadare, County Sligo. Three investigations into the incident are taking place, but Gary Manili in the Sun sets out what the paper has learnt about the circumstances of Ms. McLaughlin's death. In the Times, Sally Hayden writes about the 78 people who drowned this week when a fishing boat sank off the coast of southern Greece. When words like refugees and migrants appear again in the headlines, it may seem possible to disconnect from the fact that those referred to are people, the same as us, she writes. There is not much in the papers about Bloomsday, which falls today, the celebration of James Joyce's novel Ulysses. The Sun has a nice picture of a young Joyce in a straw hat. The Independent has a photograph by Jerry Mooney of Joyce lookalike, John Shevlin, a Dubliner and a milliner who is wearing a fine black fedora. He is preparing to transform into James Joyce for the day, the paper says.